Friday, 2 p.m. time. For the not-so-infamous Beppe Crest Band Presents radio program here at UBC Radio, CITR-FM 101.9. On this week's show, and we go till 3:30, at which point Nardwar comes in with the Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents radio program. We have, from Louisville, Tropical Trash, from Bologna, Italia, Brutal Birthday, Hans Kastrup's radio play, Redefinition of the Experience as an Experiment, debuted just a few days ago on CITR's 24 Hours of Radio Art. We have music from the 1989 film Dead Cat, featuring Psychic TV and recently resurrected by Justin and the good people at Cold Spring Records. That's just around the corner. The new collaboration between Francisco Merino and Bruno Duplon. But up momentarily, from the Music Works magazine CD, number 127, The Spectres of Shortwave by Amanda Dawn Christie. This is UBC Radio CITR-FM 101.9.
CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver.
You are listening to Psychic TV from the 1989 obscure cult underground film Dead Cat. You're listening to a short version of the soundtrack to that film, again recently resurrected by Cold Spring Records. Up momentarily, a new collaboration between Francisco Marino and Bruno Duplon. As well, we're going to punk it up a bit with some new releases from Maple Death Records, from Louisville, Kentucky, Tropical Trash, and from Bologna, Brutal Birthday. That's up.
Fall into a deep, just momentarily. State of sleep, and then have a friend or associate play the audio.
I think you should straighten up a little bit. I think you should, you should look at yourself in the mirror sometimes and say, look, what am I doing? Why am I this way? You need a kick in the ass once in a while.
Fridays from 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m., it's the Bethy Creston Presents Radio Show. It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format. Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up, collage, and general Creston weirdness. Bethy Creston Presents, Friday at 2 o'clock on CITR FM 101.9. Streaming at theplayer.citr.ca.
Thank you. CITR. CITR.
From their collaboration, Anecdotic Music, Francisco Merino and Bruno Duplon. This is UBC Radio CITR FM 101.9 and the Beppe Crespin Presents radio program.
Do it.
From Louisville.
You're listening to Beppe Crespin Presents on CITR.
Tropical Trash from Louisville. This is CITR.
Rising through the engine.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness a consecution of reincarnations, which take their final form, for the time being, in the radio play you're at present listening to. What now follows is the result, at least for the author of this play, of a reincarnated cycle of ideas and thoughts, one might say of neuronal currents in his brain, and in the brains of others who influenced him with their words and work. These ideas and thoughts are therefore metempsychoses of others of their kind, some of them in the world for aeons before being carried into the here and now by their younger relatives, the spoken and unspoken words of the present. All these currents made their way to a sheet of paper with the help of a pen, were then transformed into long rows of zeros and ones with the help of a keyboard, and sent to a translating program which first transformed them into a kind of English of its own making, before using two loudspeakers to pass them on as imitations of the spoken word to a microphone, itself connected to a recorder, which recoded them as ones and zeros. Subsequently, with the help of diverse algorithms, these codes merged with further codes from related sources to create the present reincarnation, which you are hearing at this very moment. This, such are the hopes of the author, will be the start of a new cycle of reincarnations of which you, the listeners, will be a part. Should you consider it worthwhile and interesting enough to allow this play to remain in your mind consciously or subconsciously. This cycle, ladies and gentlemen, instantly enables you to assume a virtually godlike position in which you yourselves can decide for yourselves whether new reincarnations will arise. It starts with these words.
I am not. I am representing myself in the present. I am what? I am a result of mixing ones and zeros in a serious and special way. I am information. Evolution. I am not.
Space, no, it's not.
We are changed. We are no longer the same.
Here before you, there is the space. Here is your destination.
Organized by another human being.
Open the door. Here is your destination.
Activating the blue button on the left beside you.
Here before you,
then
you
there
may
enter
space. Here is your destination. This happens to confront the information no longer with usual and everyday things.
This is UBC Radio CITR FM 101.9. You are listening to a radio play by longtime listener, longtime friend of the Beppe Crespan Presents radio program, Mr. Hans Kastrup. Up after Hans is a one-man band from the US of A called Video Ducks. Stay tuned for that. And then Nardwar is on at 3:30 Pacific, just a tad after that. Once again, this is UBC Radio CITR FM 101.9 and the Beppe Crespan Presents radio program with Hans Kastrup.
You will not recognize.
recognize yourself.
Conscious.
Intervals.
While on.
Conscious.
Information gets released this way.
Here you have 5 slogans to use whenever you want. Rebirth is the big revent. Reform is the deform. Rebirth is the re-education. Reformation is the deformation. Rebirth is the retro. Retro is actual.
Again.
Being retro is a modern form of being alive.
Recognize
we are. We are re. We are retro. We are formed. We are we. We are re-educated. We are not free.
We are ghosts.
Recognize yourself.
Little step.
We're ghosts.
I would not call it so.
I am information. I am information.
You have spoken. I used to say yourself. However,
evolution. Evolution.
You're spoken.
I am. And I am not.
One gets fast used to it. Being proper. As it snows,
a second thought started analyzing.
I don't do this. Your reaction. No. Your reaction to my text. This answer. This answer. Was programmed to send. I would have been quiet. Information to yourself in her situation. This
in the daily life.
Back on tricks. I would have not been programmed quiet. For being tricky. Why am I react merely? Would you please enter the room now?
Arthur.
I don't fall back on tricks. The door is protected. Will not fall.
Analytical
instruments.
CITR.
One by one.
Don't believe you are believing.
Reform is the deform. Rebirth is a re-education. Reformation is the deformation. Rebirth is the retro.
One by one.
Retro is actual. Being retro is a modern form of being alive. We are. We are retro. We are formed.
Not
we are re-educated.
You will not fall.
Very interested in the difference.
I would not call it.
Many words we have and use begin with the syllable re.
What is the difference?
Re. The Egyptian god. The eye of providence.
What
also,
is the difference?
Also, all-seeing eye. Do eye of God, world. Or God's eye.
What is the difference?
Unbelievable.
The sun god Re assumes the shape of a falcon shortly before sunrise and slips with it into the role of Horus of the two horizons, says Wikipedia, the all-seeing eye of the digital world. So, using the two letters Re, we talk constantly with better through. An old, old Egyptian god.
Think about believing. Believe about thinking.
Do not think about believing. Do not believe about thinking.
It does not concern question.
Believe about thinking.
Therefore, it is a question of the fact.
We are after the time. Re himself ignores the people of today, but he still has a strong influence on today's society.
Reaction, rebirth, recode, rebirth, reduction, re-education, re-education, rebirth, regress, rehearsal, rebirth, reincarnation, rebirth. Rejection. Rebirth. Rekindle. Rebirth. Religion. Remixer. Remaining. Reorganization. Reproduction. birth, requestion, render, restoration, reunion,
reproduction,
revolution, rewind. Sit down. Do not worry.
CITR.
Don't believe. You are believing. Do not worry. Do this.
Don't believe you are believing.
This answer was programmed to me.
Why can I not try to synthesize
order to find you?
One gets fast used to it.
What is the difference? Try to imitate.
He wants to continue with his story, although now everything was said and remained to say nothing more.
I am what?
My text.
I will tell you something about my life now. A frog appeared in the pond of the garden on a water lily sheet.
So the frog is sitting on a sheet of paper. On this, the leaf of a water lily painted in watercolours, because this is not only a water frog, but also a water lily.
Easily.
In this picture, the water lily was reborn, which the frog does not know.
Easily.
Perhaps this is of no interest to him. Nor to the listeners. It doesn't matter. It is merely a small embellishment in the play.
This year he is a little too late. He probably remains only for 1 week.
The frog says, before I was a frog, I was a dog, and came back as a frog. I did that for the rhyme.
In another report, the pond is filled with frog eggs, so that the pond will be populated sooner or later with tadpoles. That is what the frog believes in. That is what he remembers. When a plumber came to the house, the frog was patient by him and tolerated the plumber.
The plumber, in his life before, he was a caiman. He deleted the K and appeared as a man. In this way, he started again.
Both recognize each other and thus themselves. So he has every year the pond in the free possession. The tolerant plumber knows the frog and the tolerant frog knows the plumber. Now, finally, the plum trees in the garden blossom. This year was cut off before his end with imaginary scissors.
So a change, a chain.
An art of
mixers is not included.
Rewind.
Reunion.
Rewind.
Revolution.
Rewind.
So a change, a chain.
The toad has not come out yet. She fears to be discovered.
The toad says, before I was a toad, I was a trout. The rhyme? It depends on the beginning and the ends here.
She fears to starve. She fears. But when she comes out, she must cross the street before her. If you have time, please stop while I cross the street, she says. Since in this area all streets are equipped very much ingeniously, I will have to get used to a sober life in a smaller town, the toad thinks.
It is a quiet place.
I feel I do not speak fluently English, but I also have so enough communication, she quietly says then. There is another step in another direction. In which direction? Why I feel so dizzy always when I understand, she considers. Today it will be the first time that I go with the Underground Line 18 to town, the toad thinks. But today it is so cold. And yesterday it was also very cold. However, it feels, nevertheless, like spring.
What remains?
By the shine of the green light, it is possible to understand, she thinks. However, there is a diversion.
Of me, went, and what remained?
There seems to be an amount of people who are considered as valuable about the society and the times and the world, but it is probably to be supposed even more. He wants to continue with his story, although now everything was said and remained to say nothing more. I will tell you something about my life now. Is being alive an aspect of being? Is being dead an aspect of being?
Does something remain?
It took a small detour, tiny only, in proportion to the size of the angel.
Why?
I opened my eyes. My perception of the space had not changed and I stood straight.
Rich.
Furthermore, do not worry, I heard a voice of the audio guide from the earphone. You will not fall. I did not move. Do not worry, said the guide. I don't he understand, I said. However, my voice sounded strange Sit down, I heard a voice of the guide. As well as you always sit down, as you would sit on a chair, I closed my eyes. The best would be to act what the guide required. How can I sit down on a chair without there is any? I asked. I got no answer.
Red.
The person I want is the person that I want to be.
Reunion. Revolution.
I am representing myself in the present. Substantially depending on the degree of the individual risk experience and the personal competence appraisal. Fear possibly in the form of the thrills. The contrast experience of thrilling danger situation and their coping leads to a desired increase of the attitude to life. Besides, the so-called kick can be seen as an unexpected turning point between the strain and freeing from the fear phase. Evolution, historically, the fear has an important function as a protective mechanism, sharpening the senses which initiates an adequate behavior.
Yeah.
Says Wikipedia, the all-knowing agent of free information. Information protects them. Information protects. If we do not get answers, what counts for the questions? From now on, they are not to be described. We do not get answers. What counts for the questions?
Where's my hand with you? We do not get on
sale.
The question. We do not get answers. What comes after the questions?
I am not to be described with words. I am reborn as a robot.
Reborn as a robot.
Thank you. robot. I am a robot.
Contemporary people, the people of today, so to speak, those people who exist outside of this play. These people take photos of themselves continually and with great enthusiasm. Why? To become aware of themselves and to confirm for themselves and others that they are. Then they store themselves and send themselves round the world as images of themselves. Are reborn in this way, in little portable machines, on screens, are reborn as zeros and ones in these machines which they have with them at all times, afraid of losing themselves should they lose the machines. But the machines, these little robots, may begin to see themselves, and see themselves with their own eyes, and say, "We are robots. We have been reborn as Grebots." And then, despairing, they soon begin to feel uncomfortable with themselves and their human counterparts, for they too lack a sense of security. They say to themselves, "We are images, reborn as Remages. We are but the images."
Hey kids, that brings us to the end of today's Beppe Crespin Presents podcast. As always, are available on the CITR.ca website, so download them as you wish, as you deem fit, as you require. From this point again, our friend Hans Kastrup is in the background with his radio play.
Not the presence on earth of those who stand before them.
Redefinition of the experience as an experiment. Hans Kastrup up momentarily, too, from Video Duct. Stay tuned for that. And then, of course, at about 3:40, 3:45 Pacific Standard Time, Nardwuar is up. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Friday. Ciao.
By giving themselves up to them, by proceeding to new cycles through them. From this point on, they will be empty spaces, empty mirrors, and words can no longer describe them. And humans will start to feel fear and despair and ask themselves, will we disappear when the zeros and ones disappear? And what will remain of us when we are not reincarnated in them? For it is everything, and everything is forever. And everyone is, and is also not. And it is an experiment. Perhaps Samuel Beckett would have phrased it like this. Ever retried, ever reborn, ever failed, no matter. Reborn again, failed again, fail better.
30 sekunde velká chop, you never see me again.
Ebola.
I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m. It's the Beppy Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppy Crespin Presents Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Digo nada.
stomach needs relief fast, fast, fast. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Alka-Seltzer. All night, ended up eating pizza by dawn's early light. I can't help it, I love to live, but living like that means something's got to give. I got to get me some Alka-Seltzer. Fast, fast, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Alka-Seltzer. So when my aching head and stomach start to boogaloo, I get the Alka-Seltzer and I take two. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Fast, fast, fast. Everybody say fast, fast, fast. When I'm singing up here with style and grace, and you're all down there, up in your face. Remember the sound of fast relief. Take pop, pop, fizz, fizz, and get rid of all your grief. You got to get you some Alka-Seltzer. Fast, fast. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Fast, fast, fast. Everybody, fast, fast, fast. Once again.
And it's time right now for the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And you're listening to CITR FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.